Hi everyone, it's Paul here doing another interview from live from the Wanneroo Small Business Expo. I'm here with the incredible Alicia Mankfield. So Alicia operates a business called Small Business Success Skills, which is really going to help you in your business to grow your business and to actually get your time back. Something which us small business people really struggle with. We either get too busy and lose time to do anything else, or we struggle to grow our business. So Alicia, thank you so much for sharing your time and your amazing knowledge with everyone. So I'd love you just to give the audience a bit of a background into basically who you are and what your business, what really sparked your journey into business.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me, Paul.
Anytime.
Really excited to be here, and it's my first podcast.
Oh, brilliant.
So yes. How did I get into business? I guess, how did most people get into business? We are really great at what we do, and I have a marketing background.
Okay.
And so we are normally really great at what we do, and then one day we think, you know what, I think I can do this better than anyone else. And then we say, okay, well, why don't we go and open up our own business?
Yeah.
And that's how most of us jump into it, and that's certainly how I jumped into it.
Oh, nice.
However, what then happens is, all of a sudden, you are really great at doing marketing, but now, I didn't expect it, but all of a sudden, I have to do my own books, and I have to recruit people, and I actually have to make sales, and I have to do my own marketing. Shocker.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so then what happens is the overwhelm sets in. And it happened for me, and I know it certainly happens for everyone else that I'm speaking to. And so we are getting overwhelmed, and we're dreaming initially about that day when we will be fully booked with clients. And then we finally get there, and we're so excited that we're fully booked. And then we realize that now I have no time. I have no time to exercise. I don't have time for my family. I definitely don't even have enough time to service all these clients that I was dreaming about. And for me and the people that I'm helping, that's when your business sort of turns a little bit into a nightmare. Because I'm not sure if this is relevant to you, but you know, we all had cushy jobs and we had a nice salary and we worked 40-hour weeks. And when we left that, we decided to work for a tyrant, which is we ourselves, you know. And we work 24/7, and then for some of us, the businesses aren't profitable yet and we're not making money. And we really, really struggling. And I don't know if you know this, but the Australian Bureau of Statistics said that more than 60% of small businesses close their doors within the first 3 years. And it's basically because we have a lack of training. You know, we're great at what we do, but there's no foundational business training that we've done. And so I went on this quest, and I educated myself, and I obviously went to loads of training courses and spent way too many dollars.
Yeah.
And then I've educated myself on how to become more productive and how to become more efficient and effective in my business.
That's great.
And then as I got better, people started asking me for advice.
Wow.
And so initially, where I started out just doing marketing, my business then shifted, and I now help people with planning, prioritizing, and a little bit of mindset too.
That's perfect, Alicia. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's such an important thing too. Like, as you say, when you start getting busy, you run out of time to do other things, and it really impacts your life because, well, like you said, while you're happy in one area, the rest of your life sinks, and your relationships sink, your friendships, everything like that. So to do what you do is an incredible thing. I think it's so valuable that so many business people need. It's really crucial. So Alicia, I'd love to find out, so how long have you been in business for currently?
I've been 17 years in business.
Oh, wow.
So initially, my first business was in South Africa. Clearly with my accent, I am from South Africa. But I also lived in the UK for 2 years, and I've now been living in Australia for about 8 years.
Okay, good.
So my business year has been going since 2012.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's 5 years.
Yep. Oh, that's
so
great.
I guess statistically, the odds are better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've surpassed the odds, so you're doing well.
But yeah, 17 years in total.
Oh, perfect. So Alicia, for anyone listening, any business people listening, obviously there's going to be a lot of people wanting to take your incredible knowledge on board. So what would be some advice advice you could give these people to help them get back more of their time? Say if they're fully booked, they're really stressed out, they're overwhelmed, like you said, they can't service their clients. What would be something you think you could share with them to help them out?
I guess my first tip will be a little bit controversial, and people won't like it, but it's to start saying no. Okay. I find that we love to feel important, and we love to feel in demand, and that's mainly our egos talking. And that's why when somebody comes to us and say, "Oh, do you want to come to this networking event?" We say, "Sure, yes, I want to do that."
Yeah.
Do you want to come to the business expo? Definitely, yes, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a coffee and, you know, I want to pick your brains? Okay, sure, no, yeah. I'll definitely do that too.
Yeah.
And what I've just found, one of the main things that I had to learn was to tell my ego, it's fine, you know, we will still be loved in the end, yeah. People will still like us, yeah. But we're going to have to start saying no if we want to prioritize the important work. And it's only after starting to say no a lot that I actually managed to create an online program, which I previously just didn't have time for because I was either servicing clients or I was out networking.
Exactly, yeah, and it consumes all of your time. I'm guilty of that like everyone else. I've started really taking that on board and actually saying no to things that aren't benefiting me or pushing me forward in my business or where I want to go. So I think that's great advice. Like, the sooner you start doing that, the sooner you start refocusing on where you want to get to. Like you said, you managed to do your incredible course, which, yeah, is definitely going to be a huge life changer for so many business people. So,
yeah,
that's very exciting.
So, yeah, so that's sort of my first tip.
That's all right, I can edit.
A second tip that really helped me a lot was what I call MI3.
Okay.
So you're not a 007 agent, but you have an MI3 every day, and that's your three most important activities that you need to do each day.
Yeah.
And so what that pretty much means is each year we have a certain set of goals, and then sometimes we're not really good at chunking those goals down. But if you manage to chunk them, the big goal down into quarters and then months, it's obviously on the one hand more manageable, and from there it's easy to identify at least three things to do every single day to make sure that you reach the goal at the end of the quarter. Because a lot of people are great at setting goals, but then they're not really good at taking action to get there.
No, exactly.
And why? Because we tend to operate in crisis mode. You know, there's a fire to fight, I need to do some preparation,
yeah, exactly.
This customer is complaining, and it's because we haven't planned ahead and made those top three most important activities a priority for us. So what I did was I started scheduling them in my diary each day. And I started doing them first before anything else.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that tip. That reminds me of something one of my previous guests on my podcast, he created a self-journal, which is like an incredible tool. It basically does that. It allows you to focus on your top things and then work through other areas and then reflect on what you've achieved at the end of the day going into the next day. So I think that's amazing advice. And yeah, something I've been saying to you, I love like entering into my journal or entering into a diary. It's something that really helps you out in business, especially to keep track on everything. So.
And if you don't like to do it on paper, I've started scheduling mine just in Google Calendar. And what's useful about that is there's actual reminders going on.
Yeah, that's
reminding me that it's time to do those important activities.
Like, come on, Alicia, let's go.
Exactly. I even have reminders on my phone where I set different times on different days, and the message that goes with the reminder says, "Have you done your top priority today?"
That's awesome.
Some days when the reminder goes off, I'm like, "Yes, I killed it." Other days, I'm like, "Hell no, haven't even touched it yet."
Thanks for the reminder.
Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what are you looking forward to? What's got you the most excited in your business, like heading forward? I know you've got your course coming out, so and all the work you put into that, I'm sure that's something's really got you lit up inside.
Yes, there was a lot of work that went into it. It's the first online course that I've developed. Obviously, I did a lot of research, and I based the course on all the work that I've been doing with my one-on-one clients for the last couple of years. So, yes, I'm really excited about that. Obviously, there's loads of opportunities around that. Ideally, I would like to have a global audience, and that you can obviously completely do that with an online course.
Yeah.
And then from the hopefully I can also start organizing retreats around the world, because my husband and I travel a lot.
Yep.
So we go away 3-4 times a year overseas, and that would be ideal for me to then have a bit of a tribe around the world where we can do retreats and just grow businesses and, you know, get our time back.
That'd be amazing, Alicia. I think that'd be really cool. I've seen some of the amazing places you've been to, and I'm like, oh, what a go. I think that'd be something really great to do, and if I can help you out with that, I'd love to help out if I can. So
thank you.
Yeah. So, Alicia, do you think there's any extra parting advice you'd love to share with the audience that you feel has really benefited you in your business that could really help them out, say, if they're struggling with, you know, growing their business, getting some exposure or something like that? Is there any you feel that has really impacted you?
This is not the golden nugget that you possibly could hope for. But I really think it's important to ask for help. I can talk from my own experience and from what my clients tell me, but a lot of people walk around with business shame. And what I mean by business shame is outwardly you look successful, and yes, there is money coming in, and yes, you have clients, but you sort of know in the background things fall apart a little bit. And you don't want to mention it to anyone, because, you know, everybody else always seems to have it together.
So
you definitely don't want to admit it. And I guess for me, my biggest step to recovery and to productivity was to actually admit to myself that things are falling apart a little bit, and then from there to seek help. So I sought out the help of many professionals and coaches, and just doing training courses and things like that to help me and to educate me in what to do better. So
I think that's great advice, and it's something so many of us, like, I recently found that out online with a lot of people who are portrayed as really successful, or on the surface level they look really successful, and everything they post out, mainly because social media doesn't show you that negative side of it, so people don't really post that.
Yes.
And so even like with myself, like, you know, my business has always been up and down. It's never been really where I wanted to get to, since getting a bit more traction now, but since past posting out like what I've been featured in and different things like that, people seem to go, oh, you're doing so well, and you're like, no, not really, I'm just working hard to try and get exposure and things for myself. So yeah, I think that's such a valuable lesson to be true with yourself and genuine with yourself. So
I completely agree. Hard work, nothing can beat elbow grease.
No, exactly right. Alicia, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to have you share your knowledge and experience with the audience. So say if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to get private coaching or potentially get on board with your incredible course, what would be the best way to reach out to you?
Well, the best way would be to visit my website, which is www.aliciaminkfeld.com. And also, if you wanted to do just a quick business assessment, it's only 7 questions where you can sort of get a feeling as to, are you heading for a business breakdown or not? Then you can just go to bit.do/business audit.
Perfect. And yeah, be sure to check out those links, because Alicia's incredible at what she does. So thank you again, Alicia. I've really valued and appreciated your time, and I'd like to share your message with the audience.
Thank you so much, Paul.